I'm Joel with the Linux headlines on October 9th, 2019. SUSE is dropping OpenStack and embracing Kubernetes. Just over 2 months after Melissa DiDonato was appointed CEO, the company has announced that it intends to stop working on new versions of SUSE OpenStack Cloud and will discontinue sales of the product. While keen to reassure users that they'll be fully supported throughout the lifetime of their existing subscription, the company's focus going forward will be on its Cloud Foundry and Kubernetes-based platforms. Additional reporting has suggested that SUSE will remain involved with some of the projects under the OpenStack umbrella and, for now, will maintain its sponsorship of the project and retain its board seat. Facebook's cryptocurrency is being forked before it even launches. Although a Libra testnet is now up and running, the cryptocurrency has faced ongoing scrutiny in recent weeks from lawmakers around the world and has seen PayPal drop out of the project. Now another challenge has appeared, with an open source group announcing that they're planning to create an alternate currency which will be pegged to Facebook's. Open Libra is being envisaged as a permissionless and parallel currency to Libra and is being built in the hope of leveraging Facebook's likely success while eliminating the centralization and privacy concerns that Libra suffers. Version 8.1 of OpenSSH has landed, with additional protections against side-channel attacks. Primarily a bug fix release, the new version of OpenSSH also includes some patches from developer Damien Miller that will make it more difficult for an adversary to extract keys from RAM using a side-channel attack. The changes encrypt keys that are at rest in memory using a symmetric pre-key, itself derived from a relatively large amount of random data. Designed to thwart the likes of Spectre, Meltdown, and RAMbleed, Miller notes, attackers must recover the entire pre-key with high accuracy before they can attempt to decrypt the shielded private key, but the current generation of attacks have bit error rates that, when applied cumulatively to the entire pre-key, make this unlikely. Andy Rubin's Essential is teasing a new smartphone. The creator of Android is back in the news after tweeting some photos of what is likely to become Essential's next mobile offering. Besides the vibrant metallic finish, what really sets this new device apart is its unusual and elongated form factor, making it more closely resemble a TV remote than any phone we're used to. While Rubin hinted at a reworked UI for the oddly shaped device, technical specs and a release schedule haven't been announced, but the company has claimed that what they're calling Project Gem is currently in testing. That's your headlines for today. Links at headlines.show/23.